Good morning.
Good morning.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Daryl Fury. I am a professional geotechnical engineer, and I work for a local consulting engineering firm. Some of you might say, a geo what? In general, I help design and build things on the ground, like buildings, roads, bridges, look at slopes. One of my friends endearingly describes me as a dirt doctor. I accepted Christ as my personal savior when I was 24 years old. This summer, Tony and I will celebrate our 22nd wedding anniversary, and we have a beautiful 10-year-old daughter whose birthday is today. We've attended Nanaimo Alliance Church since moving to the island in 1998, with the exception of a 3-year period where we moved to Courtney. Since returning from Courtney, we reinstated our membership here at the Alliance Church. God has given me a heart for children and youth, and I've served in a number of capacities over the years in that area. I find it a little bit ironic. God has a little bit of a sense of humor, because I only have one child. I end up thanking God regularly for other people's children. This year, I'm also honored to serve as an elder at the church here, though I'm a bit surprised to also think that my age almost technically allows me to consider myself an elder. It's getting to be a little bit tough to pull out all the gray in my beard. Today, I want to share an important message with you. This, our church, as we prepare ourselves for our new pastor. For those of you who don't know, his name is Tracy Ottenbright. This past week, it's been confirmed that on July 9th, just over 1 month from now, we will host an installation service. Brian Dirksen, the assistant district superintendent, will be here to formally recognize Tracy in his new position as our new senior pastor. Yes, it's called installation, and don't ask me why. The engineer in me thinks it's just not the right term. At that service, Brian will lead us in a prayer of dedication. And today is the first of several messages that you will hear as we move through the final stage of our transition period. Randy Rorick, a senior pastor from the West Shore Alliance Church, has graciously agreed to come and share insights that he has gained through his personal experience during various transitions in his career. So over 2 Sundays starting next week, Randy will discuss important transitions of our minds and of our hearts that we need to make. Over the years, we've been blessed with great leadership in this church. Thank you, Ernie. You're not here, but I'm sure you will listen. And thank you, Steve. I'm choosing to trust God's continued blessing on us as we move into this next chapter. Today, we will talk about some of the choices each of us have to make. At the end, I will ask you to consider some things like, what choice will you make? What is God asking each of us to do to prepare so that we can bless our brothers in Christ in this room, encourage our leaders, and honor God? This past week, Tracy packed up his office and presented one of his last sermons in Slave Lake. This whole transition will be a very emotional time for him and his family, as they've been in Slave Lake for quite some time. I understand his wife grew up there. I think she'll need a little extra encouragement over and above the rest of them. Tracy's love and connection to his church that he is leaving is evident in a number of ways, in an emotional but positive recording he made recently in front of packed boxes, the fact that they had a great celebration for him this week. I'd like to take a moment here and pray for that. It's important. So let's bow our heads. God, we know that you are in control. We know that you know what is best for each of us. Today we lift up our new pastor to you and humbly request that you comfort him, his family, and the congregation in Slave Lake as they too go through this transition. We, as a congregation, understand many aspects of what that is like. We ask that you make your presence known to each of them and keep your hand of protection over them from the ways of the evil one who will be looking to discourage them. Please keep the Ottenbrites safe as they travel. Give the members of Slave Lake Alliance each an extra boost of love and encouragement for one another as they move into the future together. Amen. Personally, I'm looking very much forward to having Tracy come. I believe that God has chosen him for us, and that the next stage in our journey as a church will be a positive one. From what I've seen in my brief meetings and messages and sermons, Tracy is a humble, godly leader that we will be blessed to call our pastor. The Ottenbrites will be arriving in early July and will be staying at the Bargs home at the south end of Nanaimo for their first month. They have purchased and take possession of a new home to them in Nanaimo at the end of the month of July. Unfortunately, they've not yet sold their house in Slave Lake, so they'll be looking to rent it out until the housing market changes. I really think that they could use some extra prayer on that, so when you're praying this week, let's pray that God's hand would be on that. So the Ottenbrites are moving here. They bought a home. They are all in. Are we? If we take a moment to think about it, it may seem like we are ready. In fact, in some ways, it feels like we are overdue. It's been a while. The wait has stretched our patience. God's timing has not really been our timing. On the one hand, the wait has been good. As we've come together as a group, we've been able to minister with and to one another without a lead pastor. On the other hand, I believe we still have a little bit of tidying up to do before he arrives. So today, I'd like to think of today as 1 month away as the start of a focused, purposeful preparation. In other words, maybe a bit of a fine-tuning of the process that we've all been going through and come together and focus on preparing our hearts specifically for the arrival of Tracy. I'm going to discuss 3 points. Preparation, we need to reflect, repent, and offer forgiveness. 2, we need to manage our expectations. Tracy has no superpowers. 3, we need to dream. We need to be open to and seek God's leading for our future. So as we prepare, we need to remember that Tracy is arriving with a clean slate. He's starting fresh. We need to clean our slate a little bit and start fresh. We need to consider a baptism of repentance, much like John the Baptist proclaimed prior to the arrival of the Messiah. But we must be careful not to judge. We must start with ourselves. We must get ourselves right with God, personally and communally. I'd like to encourage you to take a moment this week, each of you, to take a moment and consider where you are at with your personal relationship with God, because it affects us all. Some of us may be bitter over past decisions and are grappling with the changes that we went through, and we want that all fixed. Some of us hold grudges and blame one another for at least some of the struggles that we have in this church. We want them to be held accountable. Some of us have unrealistic expectations of each other, and some of us have just been rude. Make no mistake, I have my own challenges, my own snares, traps, thorns in my side and logs in my eye. Sometimes I think I could be a forester for how many are in there. Just yesterday, or actually 2 days ago, I was reminded about how difficult it can be to be patient when I was cleaning up for a birthday party with my 10-year-old. So I'm in this with you. I'm no better. The reality is until we deal with these things as a group, we will struggle with being open to God's leading through Tracy or anyone for that matter. We need together to clean house and ask Jesus to come and help us. Romans 12:17 says, if someone has done you wrong, do not repay him with wrong. Try to do what everyone considers to be good, and as far as it is practical, do everything on your part to live in peace with everybody. So what does that look like? Love, forgiveness, and encouragement. It starts with each of us. Love. Jonathan Foster last week shared in his message from Jesus, love one another just as I have loved you. This is a choice, but it's a blessing because God loved us first and we too now can share that love. Make it a goal of yourselves to share Jesus with someone in this room every week. 2, forgiveness. If you've wronged someone or know that they perceive it that way, seek them out and ask for forgiveness. If someone approaches you, this is key, if someone approaches you for reconciliation, offer forgiveness. That's not so easy. Encouragement. Encourage one another to do good, to heal, to pray for our future. Hebrews 3:13 says, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Another choice that we have. We won't be perfect when Tracy arrives. We may never be. But we'll be more ready to embrace him than we are today. We'll be ready to come alongside Tracy in our new ministry here at Nanaimo Alliance Church. So as we deal with ourselves, we also need to manage our expectations. The delay between pastors has caused many of us to alter our expectations, some good, some bad. I'd like to remind you that God, that Tracy is not God. And in his own words, he's not Gretzky either. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it is critical. We each have our opinion about what's wrong with Nanaimo Alliance Church. Who's doing what? Who's this? We have our opinions. And we've built up this, maybe inadvertently or maybe not, this even a little bit of an expectation that when Tracy arrives, he's going to fix it all. Sorry, that isn't guaranteed to happen. It also isn't what we should be expecting to happen. We should expect our pastor to lean on God for strength, for understanding, and for guidance, just as each of us ought to do. We should expect our pastor to follow that guidance as he leads and encourages us to get to know God better. We should not expect him to do everything, to fix everything, to be everything. That, my friends, is Jesus' job. We should not expect him to love only us. He will miss his former congregation. He will go through a grieving period. And to be quite frank, if I was him, I'd feel guilty about it. We have to allow him the space and the encouragement to go through that process and grieve that loss and change. In fact, we should like that about him, because that means he's the kind of guy who cares. He's the kind of guy we want to have around us and leading us. I want to encourage you to pray for our pastor as he faces the upcoming challenges of a new job, a new community. Pray for a hedge of protection over him and his family as the devil will seek to consume them, and pray for us to be supportive. We've functioned for a number of months now and clearly have been blessed by a number of people with skills, God-given talents, and compassion. Now we need to continue to serve where God has called us. The need for this service isn't going to just up and disappear. In fact, if everything is right, it will increase. We'll need more service from us. All of us need to prepare ourselves to come alongside Tracy rather than to stand or sit in front of him. We need to come alongside of him and not stand immobile in front of him. He intends to minister to us. That's great. And that's one thing we expect. We should also empower him by the things that we do to allow Tracy to embrace his God-given skills and ministry heart outreach and not expect him to do everything for us. Let's come alongside him and reach out. So as a group, once we've repented and repaired our relationships as best we can, and we recognize that Tracy is not God, Tracy needs us as much as we need him, we are then open. We can seek God's leading, and we're open and willing, maybe even yearning for that leading. We need to ask ourselves, where is God leading me to serve? Does he want me to stay doing exactly what I'm doing? Does he want me to get involved where I haven't been involved? Perhaps you've been serving God and he's indicating that he may want you to change it, tweak it, mix it up a little. For this to work, we need to be looking to love one another, to forgive one another, and to encourage one another. Love will give us the courage to go forward and the desire to forgive. Forgiveness will allow us to make mistakes. And then as a forgiven group, we will be encouraged and will encourage one another, and encouragement will give us the energy that we need. As the Israelites entered the Promised Land, Joshua cautioned them about the other nations that God had sought to expel. In Joshua 23, verses 12 and 13, he says, "But if you turn away and ally yourselves with the survivors of these nations that remain among you, and if you intermarry with them and associate with them, then you may be sure that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you. Instead, they will become snares and traps for you, whips on your back, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord God has given you." Now our church here, the Alliance Church, faces a similar fate of snares, traps, whips, and thorns if we do not choose to leave the past in the past. If we do not choose to love, if we do not choose to forgive, and if we do not choose to encourage one another. On Sundays and during the week, as we come to church to worship and fellowship, we need to come to both seek God's love and forgiveness and acceptance and provide brotherly love and compassion. We need to both seek forgiveness and offer forgiveness. We need to both seek encouragement and build up one another, each according to their needs. As Joshua encouraged the Israelites in Joshua 24:15, I too encourage you to choose this day whom you will serve. I pray that we would all be able to say, "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." So let's also open our hearts and minds to what God has in store for us, allow Tracy to follow God's leading, and then come alongside of him with our gifts, our God-given gifts. In Joshua 24:24, the people agreed, "We will serve the Lord, our God, and obey him." Thank you.